Madam President, I join the rest of the world in mourning and prayerfully remembering the victims of the attack in Manchester. I would like to begin by congratulating Professor Veronika Svostova, Minister of Healthcare of the Russian Federation, on her deserved election as President of the 70th World Health Assembly. Your efficiency and effectiveness is already very much in evidence from your conduct of the assembly in this short time you've guided us in a potentially tumultuous session to elect the new Director General. The noble and gallant campaigns of Dr. Nabarro and Dr. Nishtha, as well as their extraordinary brilliant ideas to enrich our World Health Assembly, must be placed on permanent record. This record will serve as a cherished resource for our future direction, and for this, I urge the Assembly to take note and embody the values they manifested in contributing to the body of the World Health Organization as well as their magnanimity to the eventual winner of the election to the post of DG, Dr. Tedros. I now have the truly glorious opportunity to congratulate Dr. Tedros on your very convincing election to the high office of DG of WHO, a position garnered through your reasoned articulation of the World Health Organization we all want. It is a profound responsibility to carry the burden of the health of the billions of children, women, and men who shall now form your constituency. Oftentimes, you shall now be the recognizable face when a global health event, good or terrible, strikes. But like all the nations on earth, the Republic of Zambia will stand shoulder to shoulder with you to transcend and overcome our challenges and celebrate our triumphs. Madam President, in applauding the outgoing Director General of WHO and now DG Emeritus Margaret Chan, I am honored to present my compliments on behalf of the grateful people of the Republic of Zambia and stand fully in support of the statement by Cabo Verde on behalf of the African region in acknowledging what a true friend, honest, and self-reflective advocate and champion you have been for health. You've championed stronger health systems, you've championed primary health care, and Zambia proudly says we are pursuing a transformational agenda to strengthen health systems and expand access to health services using the primary health care approach, which has been your slogan. DG Emeritus Chan, in your speech, you underlined the fundamental values that must guide World Health Organization as being global fairness, accountability, and reduction in inequity. You further define our imperative to maintain the integrity of WHO as it continues to undergo its transformational reforms, at all times placing people first and embracing multi-sectoralism, tolerance, and heeding the voice of civil society. Madam President, these fundamental values must not be lost in time, but must form the bedrock of how we do things, how we define ourselves as humanity. In Zambia, we rally our call for one Zambia, one nation, and this translates seamlessly into one world, one people at global level, where fairness and equity must truly be reflected in health as a right. This is fairness. This is accountability. This is equity. As a country, we have embarked on a transformational agenda for health, which deeply resonates with the global aspirations espoused in these values and are simply summarized as follows. People first. Our financial, human, supply chain, information systems, access to medicines and vaccines, and governance resources must ultimately manifest themselves at the last mile of service delivery. That brings quality health services within the reach of the family. This means all our energies must be concentrated in ensuring effectiveness and efficiency at the front line of service delivery. This is where lives are lost or gained, where child survival and maternal health are truly tackled. For our World Health Organization, this means resourcing the country offices and regions to enable them respond in a timely and decisive manner to the contemporary challenges of health in their localities. Secondly, WHO must lead the global, regional, and most importantly, national view, transformational view of health as an economic asset. Healthy populations are the foundations of economic growth, as they provide the productive workforce to develop a country. Further, health assures an income-earning population that serves as consumers to provide demand for goods and services to grow economies. World Health Organization, therefore, must begin talking about global investment in health, not as a charity or humanitarian event, but as a solid economic investment and as a smart move. The Asian economic tigers already proved that it is not mineral resources or capital that necessarily grow economies, but smart investments in health and education of the people. The woman in Zambia who does not die in childbirth remains a potent factor of economic production for the family. And the child who does not die from measles will be tomorrow's Director General of WHO. The man who recovers from malaria and TB or does not succumb to an NCD will be able to send his children to school and build the next house for his family. It is for this reason that we must ensure availability of essential primary health care services, including essential surgery and anesthesia at the district level, medicines and vaccines to all our districts, because we shall reap the benefits. Thirdly, the global health fraternity must take leadership in articulating the multi-sectoral efforts required to assure universal health coverage through health in all policies. Zambia has adopted health in all policies. We must implement systems that address health promotion, environmental consideration, socio-economic determinants of health. In Zambia, we've specifically designed and implemented a directorate under the Minister of Health to specifically take national lead in health promotion, in coordinating coherently non-health sector players in addressing social determinants of health. As we all know, most of the EU health we experience arises from sectors remote from the Minister of Health, and we must never again remain passive recipients of patients, but provide leadership and information to our colleagues in other sectors. They mean well, they simply may not be aware of what needs to be done and the dire consequences of not doing it right. Finally, innovation and use of new technologies will help bridge the resource gap that we face. The key constraint that we face is lack of skilled human resource. There is no need to sit everyone in one expensive class to train. We need to harness ICTs to ease distance training, mentorship, teleradiography, referrals, and continuing professional development. Further, new technologies are helping us in Zambia to facilitate our medicine supply chain, financial and human resource management, as well as personal medical records and information systems. As a nation, we are firm believers that meeting the ambitious targets in the sustainable development goals, in the sustainable development agenda, ultimately will depend on innovation. We have to think outside the box. I'm glad to inform you that Zambia is one of the countries in the world that has instituted a national health movement that is led by the whole president, by the president of the country, in which we conduct a week-long of activities with a focus of integrating SDG 3 to other SDGs that urges us to assure good health and well-being. Madam President, thank you very much for this opportunity, and I conclude by saying building strong and resilient health systems for universal health coverage using primary health care approach should be the way to go, and we must focus on the community as a key stakeholder. E-health must be embraced to move us towards universal health coverage. I thank you.